This is Rod Peterson on demand. If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. Coming to you live from beautiful 306, the province of Saskatchewan. I'm your host, Rod Peterson, and it is a Thursday, June 6, 2019. Rider game day today with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in town. 75th anniversary, by the way, of D-Day and the invasion of Normandy, gentlemen, at Juno Beach, which we want to salute that. And 3 a.m. this morning were the festivities across the pond. So our thoughts with the soldiers, both past and present. We'll be talking about that as today's program goes along. Darren DuPont, my Robin Quivers, joining us on set. How you doing, Dupes?
That's a new one for me.
Yes, it is. Every day it might be a new one.
I'm great. Did anybody see me running, scrambling back to my seat as we just came on? Rams dropped our, that was adjusting the mic.
The mic needed some Viagra. Can we get on that? Can we get a sponsor? But this guy doesn't. Kelly Rempel joining us in studio, the Silver Fox. Kelly, how are you, my man?
Well, it's great to be here, Rod. Great to be here. I'm a virgin.
So for our, well, it's only show four, so there's a lot
that's true
on this program.
That's true.
Kelly, can you, for our viewers, which I'm going to get into, by the way, 1 in 10 of our viewers calls the province of Alberta home. So for our viewers, some may not know you. They know you from past, from the radio and our shows and so forth and our television broadcasts, but our Facebook Live show is new for you. So tell our viewers a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. Well, I'm a Gemini.
In 30 seconds or less.
Okay. So so worked in the Western Hockey League for 4 years. Worked for the Regina Pats and the Moose Jaw Warriors between 91 and 95. Was an independent agent for Bret the Hitman Hart when he was the World Wrestling Federation champion back in the 90s, did some wrestling promotion, and a longtime junior hockey enthusiast. And you and I, you know, spent 5 years together on the sports cage every Thursday.
So much fun.
Yeah, we did. But this is even going to be better than that.
It seems to be.
This will be better than that.
And I'm happy to have you here. Thanks,
Thank you.
Rems.
Thanks for having me.
So coming up on the program, a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, the Rider game tonight, Riders Bombers. What are people going to be looking for? I see the guys saying good morning on our Facebook feed already. Michael Morin, happy game day to Roddy and company. James Holfer, good morning, Rod and crew. BK Graham, good morning, everyone. So everybody's got their coffee, stretching, and they're ready to do this mid-morning sports talk show. I see Daryl Davis writing a column at 3downnation.com about the Riders' decision not to live stream the video of tonight's game. Personally, I don't have a problem with it because I'm going to the game. Darren, you're coming with me. So I think when people get all fired up about this kind of thing, it's because it's how it affects them. Maybe if I wasn't going tonight, I'd be mad, but I'm not mad.
No, it's absolutely, you know, you want to be able to sit home and watch. And we've been spoiled since they lifted the blackouts permanently. And, you know, you get to watch every game and now you get multiple angles and you get HD and you can follow along on Twitter at the same time. And it's such an experience that now we got to get up and I got to get dressed and I got to go to the game and I got to maybe have a shower because I didn't want to leave the couch all day. So, yeah, it cramps people's style a little bit, but I think it's fine.
Yeah. No problem with it here. By the way, I mentioned the 75th anniversary of D-Day. There will be a tailgate party starting at 5 o'clock at the Armories, at the Garrison, directly north of Mosaic Stadium. I didn't tell you, Darren, but you and I will be there. So follow our Instagram stories, at Rod Peterson Official or at Darren DuPont, for partying in amongst the soldiers and Rider fans. And all proceeds, by the way, I believe going to Soldier On, which is Canada's version of Wounded Warriors. So doing a lot of work with the Canadian Armed Forces and wanted to get the pump in there for them to see you at the tailgate party starting at 5. Some comments on Daron Carter's interview. That didn't air on this program yesterday, but it is airing on our Facebook page. Daron joined us after, and I think hopefully earned a few more fans after watching that, some fans on the West Coast. Kelly Rempel, you've got thoughts on Daron Carter.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, look, I don't know how any human being could not find him an interesting guy. He's a great personality. I think that, you know, quite frankly, in a world where, let's be perfectly blunt, most athletes are just not that interesting to listen to. They're, you know, everything is a pre, you know, meditated, you know, well, we, you know, in hockey, well, we got to give it the old 60 minutes and we got to get pucks in deep. In football, it's like, you know, it's the same cliches all the time. It's refreshing when you get a guy that just says what's on his mind. He's his own character. He's his own personality. Doesn't really care what people think of him. The only problem I have with Duran is the same problem I think a lot of people have with Duran. It's just sad, in my opinion, that somebody that has an incredible amount of pure athletic ability just doesn't care enough, I guess, to take it to as absolutely far as it can possibly go. You know, at some point, when you're in your late 20s, you got to grow up a little bit, and you got to stop doing stupid things that hold your career back. Now, if he's not interested in playing in the NFL, or it's just not something that really appeals to him, then fine. But I guess, for just a regular guy, and to see somebody that's got all of that talent, he's got everything going for him, and he just can't seem to stay out of some sort of trouble or controversy all the time. There's always something. It's just frustrating. But I love him as a guy. I mean, what's not to like? I mean, he took any guy that takes a bunch of football fans to a movie.
Rider fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what was it?
Awesome.
Like 37 Rider fans,
yeah,
I think he took.
Showed up in Toronto and he bought them all, treated them all to a movie on a Saturday night.
The night before the Eastern final a couple years ago. That's Duran. How can you not love a guy like that? Listen, I wanted to, one this morning on the Facebook feed, Brett Leffler, former Pats captain, Pats great from Wynyard, Saskatchewan, your hometown, says, "Morning, Rod and Darren, signing in from Wynyard." You're around Leffler's age?
Yeah, a little bit older. He was so good, though. We played hockey again with each other for 1 or 2 years.
He's twice the size of you.
He's so good. He's a big kid.
He's a monster. Huge.
And he's got a little kid now, so he's starting
his family.
Who looks
just like him.
I know. It's so cute.
The kid's ripped.
Right?
The kid's like 3 years old.
Remember
and he's
Gerald
got a six-pack.
Bisdell?
Buzzard?
Yeah.
Of course.
Great guy.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So morning, Lefs. Morning to your family. Well, I think he's living in Saskatoon now, but hello to everybody in Winnipeg. Before we get into the hardcore sports talk, I wanted to get some analytics, some talk from you, Darren, on where we're at. This show is becoming very popular. As I said yesterday, it's a winner. And I want to thank TSN 1260 Edmonton, Dave Jamieson, for bringing me on yesterday to talk about it. I'm going on TSN 1290 Winnipeg this afternoon with Hustler and his show, The Afternoon Ride, to talk about this show over in Winnipeg. So thank you, Hustler, for that invite. Going on CTV Saskatoon, their Supper News with Pat McKay. He says it McKay, right? So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's the buzz of the industry, I'm told, from radio people in Winnipeg are saying everybody's talking about it. 1 in 10 viewers is from Alberta, as I mentioned. We were kicking around this morning, both my wife and I, when she was getting ready to go to work, and then I came in here and talked to Clark Monroe, our producer, about this comment that came in from Lethbridge. This guy said, well, for a show from Saskatchewan, it's actually pretty good. And, of course, I'm immediately enraged.
You're that, agitated.
That might be a trigger. So I immediately go down and look to see where he's from. Lethbridge, that, you know, what should I say? Beacon of technological advancement. Lethbridge, Albert. Cindy's like, calm down. It's not that big a thing. And I'm like, well, it's a backhanded compliment, if anything. And obviously, I talk about this pro-Saskatchewan stance that I have. I just want to tell you where it came from. I was doing a dinner with Wendell Clark in Etonia, Saskatchewan, 4 or 5 years ago. And some guy came up to me before the dinner even began. Typical Saskatchewan guy. Plaid shirt, ball cap, Wrangler jeans, belt buckle, runners. And he sticks his hand out and he goes, Rod, I just want to thank you for sticking up for Saskatchewan. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, every time you go on Fan 960 Calgary, they're always ripping Saskatchewan over there. And you go on there and tell them to stuff it and stick up for us. So thanks for doing that.
That's because Boomer has some sort of a neurotic, you know, penchant for just dumping all over Saskatchewan.
Because his car got vandalized at a Rider game
20 years ago. Get over it, Boomer.
Get over it, Boomer. So anyways, the pro-Saskatchewan stance of this show, and me personally, is obviously how I feel. Oh, it's a great show, even though it's from Saskatchewan. Give me a break. We got some of the smartest, most talented. We got more NHLers come out of here than Alberta does per capita, as we all know. So anyways, that kind of stuck in my craw. But I said, Darren, you got some analytics, you got some stats. Anything for us on this show for our viewers? We're only on day 4.
I know. It's fun because I get to scratch, you know, two itches. It's getting to be on the air and talk sports and connect with the fans. And I love when people get in on the chat and you know, talking sports outside of this place and on the streets and stuff. But also, you know, the business itch and that kind of stuff. And that's what's been fun, too, is I've been fielding emails well up until, you know, the late hours of the night every night. I got a great one last night from a fellow who said he was in his 60s. And he's like, you know, I'm not really sure how to use Facebook, but how do I find this? And, you know, I just said to him, I'm like, hey, here's where it is. If you go to your internet browser, you type in rodpetersonshow.com or facebook.com/therodpetersonshow. But if you know you don't have Facebook, you can listen to it on the site. And we know we're getting
which
all
is rodpetersonshow.com.
Which is rodpetersonshow.com/listen live. It's right there at rodpetersonshow.com. You can listen to it. So it's a fraction of the bandwidth. It really doesn't take any data at all to listen to the show live. And if you don't want to do that, or if you're, you know, you got a life, maybe you got a job and things, the podcast is available everywhere. I'll stop listing them all because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere now. Well, so, I just will say this one last thing. It's important for people to know this is a dream realized for me, in that I always thought this country needed this mid-morning talk show, like The View for guys. And that's what it is. And people are absolutely loving it.
But, and girls.
And girls. Well, for the girls that like it. But I think if you saw the demographics, well, who knows? Half our Facebook commenters are women. So who knows? But my point is, it's a dream for me that I'm not handling the social media. If you're emailing the show, you're getting Darren. If you're tweeting the show, you're getting Clark Monroe on the other side. These guys book the guests. I just show up and talk for 2 hours and leave. Who would not love that? So anyways, Rems, it's going well. There's a bit of a glimpse of how this show's working. And also, if you're not on Facebook, that's the last thing I'll say on this. And then people are, well, I'm not on Facebook, so how do I get the streaming? You don't. It's like the video, you're not going to get it. Howard Stern, I wouldn't get him if I wasn't on satellite radio. But when they were selling satellite radios, when Howard went there in 2005, I went to Peterbilt Trucks and was standing outside the door waiting for them to open to buy a satellite radio.
Well, no, you know, okay, so I don't know if you even want me to talk about this, but I'm going to.
Talk about whatever
you
want.
I don't know where you're going.
No, no, well, let me just say this. So last year, I remember you and I were at Earl's having a drink. And you said, I gotta meet you. I gotta something I want to ask you. So I met you at Earl's. We're sitting there, and you said to me, "I have an idea. I just want your honest opinion as to what you think about this idea. I got this vision," and you laid it all out for me. There's got to be a market out there for, like, you know, I don't know if you referred to it as Tim and Sid, but it was like, that's what I took out of it. Bunch of guys sitting around talking about sports, but take it one step further. There's a constant flow of different local characters and different athletes coming in, talking sports. And we talk about national stuff. We talk about local stuff. You can get it on demand. If you're a Twitter guy or you're an Instagram guy, or which is eventually where it's headed, Facebook guy, whatever. Okay, there's got to be a market in this market for people that are interested in that sort of thing. And then Rod leaves CKRM, and then we met again, and you said, "Oh, jackpot," because we got the one guy that is the perfect guy to be able to pull this off. We just need to convince him to do it. And obviously you convinced him to do it, because
I'm
here we
here
all
today.
Are. But this is your vision. You said that at the press conference.
I said to him last night on the phone, I was at the Gentleman's Club, and I called him.
Ravenna has one?
Yeah, in the seniors' home my mom's living in. Every day at 4 o'clock, Gentleman's Club.
I thought I was thinking industrial area.
And
sorry.
I said, "Darren, you must be so proud that your vision is unfolding on a daily basis." And you are, right?
Well, you got to think. I mean, when we talked, Kelly, and the idea started even like a year ago when I was first thinking about this, and then I started building it when Rod, you know, announced that he was leaving, and Rod hadn't committed to the show, and I think people thought I was nuts because we didn't, like, if he didn't commit to it, we didn't have a show, and I was building it and putting time into it and other people's money into this thing and starting to build it, and finally we convinced Rod that this is where he had to be, and everything. Now we are here.
I just want to get into some comments here. Janelle Barkman writing it on Facebook. "This girl loves the show." She puts her hand up. Kimberly Lauren Pettit. "Love this show." From Allison Finley. "Your show asks which series am I more jacked about? This year, both." That's our Twitter poll question today, which Cliffy Mapes is currently selling for sponsorship. What are you more jacked about, the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Final? It's a good question, and the reason I, because Clark just asked me this morning, what are we going to do for a poll question? I said I was at Abu's last night. He threw another pool party, Abu did, and phones were not allowed, so there's no pictures on my Instagram. It was one of those parties. And he said that question, what are you more jacked up about? Because we were watching Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and I had a really tough time because I'm a hockey guy first. But this is, guys, how I answered the question on my own. If I was packing a knapsack and going to Tibet to live in a cave, like going this afternoon for a month, which actually sounds kind of attractive to me. I wouldn't mind.
With your iPad.
With no Wi-Fi in that cave. What series? Blues, Bruins, or Raptors, Warriors? Can I not live without knowing the ending? I have to know if the Raptors are going to win this series. They're up 2 games. Blues, Bruins, I don't really care compared to the Raptors series. So there's the Twitter poll question. Vote on Twitter right now or our website, rodpeterson.com. Results right now, 91% of respondents are more excited about the NBA final right now than the Stanley Cup final. Maybe that's because that's all TSN and Sportsnet are talking about right now. But gentlemen, I think I got a pretty good idea how you would answer the poll question then.
Yeah. Well, just like Troy Koser here, Oilers fan. I guarantee you the people in Edmonton would be more euphoric about the Oilers. The people in Calgary would be more interested if it was the Flames. The people in Vancouver. But the reality is that the only people that are that knee-deep in passion are the people that follow their team. I haven't seen anything like this since the Blue Jays in the early 90s. You could make an argument that this might even be bigger than that in terms of bringing everybody together. And I know that there are going to be people out there that say they don't even have any Canadians on the team. I mean, why are we waving the flag about the Toronto Raptors? But the fact is, it's the only professional basketball team since the Vancouver Grizzlies left in the country, and I feel like it is our team. Because they're all over TSN, they're all over Sportsnet, same with the Blue Jays. We kind of adopt them. And, you know, so, yeah, that's the way it works. When people go on a tear like this, or teams, I should say, go on a tear like this, it turns the casual fan into a huge fan. That's the spirit of it. That's what makes it fun. I mean, have you ever seen, like, this Jurassic Park thing they got? Have you ever seen that?
And it's popping up everywhere. Like, Saskatoon.
Yeah, so let me, a couple thoughts on that. And we'll get to the actual game last night. Raptors pretty much posting a wire-to-wire win in Oakland last night to go up 2-1, like they were up all game long.
Yeah.
But I was watching the Matt Devlin, Leo Routens broadcast because it was on a Booze TV. I probably would have had it on the ESPN ABC feed if it was up to me because I really love Mike Breen this time of year and Jeff Van Gundy. I love that crew. When you're watching ESPN, I don't know if you watched that feed, games 1 and 2, they're like, they have this thing up here called Jurassic Park. Before every game, like, it's new to the world. They've been doing it for years. Fair.
Well, but not to this.
No, but I'm just saying it's like the whole world now is waking up to what we've all known is that the Raptors are a thing in Toronto, but now across the country, like you're saying, Kelly.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, so are they doing, Paul is the owner of this show, IKS Media, sitting on the couch over there. You putting a screen up in Saskatoon?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. These guys, can we say the Rod Peterson Show is putting up a screen in Saskatoon? Can we do that? I can say whatever we want. Perfect. The Rod Peterson Show is putting a screen up in Saskatoon. Are we doing one in Regina too?
No interest.
No interest in Regina. There we go. No interest. Clark is telling me in my ear that City Square Plaza, they're putting a screen up. I guess it's not the Rod Peterson Show. I don't know what show that it is. Another interesting thing.
Interesting clientele that might...
Interesting client. Trust me, that's... I know some people down there.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
PBR, Saturday night. So the Bull Riders are going to wear a sticker on their vest, Rod Peterson Show?
Well, they've got them. They've got the
stickers. Of course they're going to. So if they got them, they're going to wear them.
Of course they're going to wear them, right? Why wouldn't they?
Right. So Saturday, we'll see at Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw. The Bull Riders are going to be wearing Rod Peterson Show stickers on their... Can you believe that, Remps? In the Rempel Temple, the house you built... In Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
You didn't even tell our viewers about that. You were the driving force.
No, you say that all the time. It's just not true, but I thank you for that.
I believe.
I served on a couple of committees.
You're the driving force to Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw.
No, there was other people that did far more work than I did, but I was honored to work with them to get that beautiful arena built.
Listen, we got a break here. Couple things. I ran into your wife at Starbucks on the weekend. Did she tell you?
No.
She's
There's
looking,
a lot of men she bums into.
I know.
Tell me about.
You did.
Not too many of them as handsome as you, though.
You did. You're way out of your league there.
Yeah,
but you know that.
But you know, here's the thing about that. I'm okay with that. She's the one that has some explaining to do.
Oh,
when
I know
she walks into a room with me. Like, she's the one that has to kind of like, you know, like, I'm like,
guy.
Hey, look at the kid over here.
Kelly has had hair like this since he was 18. I've known, like, that color. I've known him that long.
That's true. I started getting gray hair when I was 12.
Yeah, but you exude confidence.
Yeah,
and
I worked with Mike Babcock for 2 years, and it rubbed off. A tinge of gray to pretty much full-on silver.
Working with Babcock made this man's hair go gray, and now silver. But anyways, you exude confidence. Clearly, your wife is attracted to that. But your daughter was with her. And apparently that you were with the driving force, Spencer.
We were,
and the reason his
Big
son, Spencer, is referred to as the driving force by Peter Labardius. He gave him that nickname, right? And your wife told me that your son is in 7 sports.
Yeah.
Right now, he's playing 7 sports.
He currently plays 7 sports. Right now, he's in 3, like actively in 3, but throughout the course of the year, 7 different sports, yeah.
We're going to make him a star on this show.
Yeah,
the driving
force.
We'll have him out. Can I get back to that comment about Milestone from the lady? Can you throw that back up there, Clark? It was a beauty, Clark. He's trying to find... Here it is. Leanne Anderson writes us on Facebook. Enjoying the show. Love your set. Love the Milestone Saskatchewan sign in the background from a former Milestone girl. Keep up the great show, Roddy. And yes, girls, listen to your show, too. How presumptuous of me to think that women wouldn't be interested in this show. I should have known better.
But a lot of them are tuning in because you're so sexy.
Well, I think it's because of you two Cupid dolls on the set here today. Nothing to do with me. We need to take a break. Don't forget the Twitter poll today. What are you more jacked about, the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Final? So far, 91% of you saying Raptors Mania. Updated results? Oh, it's dropped a bit. Clark telling me 78% of you jacked for the NBA Finals to 22% for the Stanley Cup Final. That'll tweak as the show moves along. We'll be right back with a sports update after this break. That's the opening warm-up here on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Around the city?
Yep.
That's Sleek. Those sweet looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards. Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Rod Peterson Show continues. Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com for the live audio. Got a new guest on set in a moment. Dare I say, perhaps the best looking guest we've had since this show. You're tied, Remps, with him. You're tied. Sports update today. All eyes will be on Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr's press conference today. The status of injured guard Klay Thompson and forward Kevin Durant will be the big stories on an off day of the NBA Finals. The Raptors beat the shorthanded Warriors 123-109 in Game 3 last night in Oakland. The best of seven series resumes tomorrow. Big hockey night in Boston. The Bruins play host to the St. Louis Blues in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. The best of seven series is tied 2-2 after the Blues prevailed in Game 4 in St. Louis on Monday. Each team has won once on the road and once at home in these series. And the big man, Zdeno Chara, participating in the morning skate for the Bruins today. The Blue Jays look for a rare sweep tonight at home against the Yankees. The pitching matchup isn't favorable for Toronto, though. Struggling righty Edwin Jackson gets the ball for Toronto, goes against former Jays lefty Jay Happ. And the RBC Canadian Open is underway in Ancaster, Ontario. 26 Canadians are entered in the PGA Tour event. No Canadian has won the National Open since Pat Fletcher in 1954. The 72-hole event at Hamilton Golf and Country Club wraps up on Sunday. Justin Dunk will be with us next hour, the Three Down Nation CFL insider from the RBC Canadian Open. So there's your sports update on this, what day is it? Thursday morning, Rider game day, Riders Bombers tonight. Don't forget the tailgate at the Armories. Canadian Armed Forces putting it on starting at 5 o'clock. You're all welcome. We will see you there. The Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, is with us making his show debut, and he's really brought the heat. Thanks, Remps, which we knew you would. The
That's
voice,
why I wore a red shirt.
The voice of the Regina Pats, Phil the Thrill Andrews, joining us here on set today. Philzy, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're this always awesome. Doing well.
This is awesome.
Why do you love this
show? Man, I don't know. I just like, it started on Monday. Obviously, I'm excited because I'm a big fan of yours. I've known you for 10 years, and you've had an incredible impact on my career and all.
Thank you.
So to tune in and just hear how much fun, see y'all. I mean, it felt like way back when I was still at RM. And it was
John fun.
Lynch and I and you doing Rider Mondays together for 2 years, and how many laughs there were and fun.
Right.
You got all the same characters, and it's been a
He's
good
got,
week.
You got
I'm
your
honored
people.
To be here in week one. I guess.
Your guys.
It's my guys.
Right?
I thank you all for being part of it. Absolutely. Bonnie Schaefer, my dad's first cousin, writing in on Facebook, you are obviously where you need to be. Thank you, Bonnie. I believe that I am where I need to be, and I'm very happy. John Schmidt. Writing, Roddy, you're going to get Tiger Williams on your show. Tiger called the other day. I missed him. I got his voicemail. Tried to call him back yesterday. I asked him if he's got good news for me. He said, yes, he does. So I'm trying to get a hold of Tiger. I'm not sure this show's ready for Tiger Williams on set.
Does he know how to Skype?
I think online it'd be perfect. I mean,
why?
Great. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Oh, that's
really,
true.
Right?
The swearing. The
you're not going to swear, but if he does... Whatever.
Okay, there's only...
So you're not allowed to swear on the show?
No.
What the hell?
No, you can. I won't. I can't.
Why?
It's just not me. But...
Oh, not you.
Why don't you swear? Way to find out if the internet's ready for Tiger Williams.
Have him on.
Bring him on the air. Yeah. So, Philzy, the first thing I thought of when I knew that you were coming on the program was that you were getting some new ink this week.
Yeah.
So can you explain it to our viewers here? Have a look at the camera. What'd you get there?
Well, it's the start of an entire sleeve. And so
wow.
This is the part that I got done yesterday was this entire top part. And it's something that I've been thinking about and had, you know, thoughts of doing for probably 10 years now. Just, you know, anybody that listened to the recovery podcast when you and I sat there and you know, I have lost some good friends to that world, right? And so
to addiction, yeah.
This is basically life and death on my arm. Like, this is the life, the angel coming down to save from the death reaper, and it's got the skulls and all that stuff. So it's pretty intense, and maybe bit off a little bit more than I could chew because they're a little more expensive than the last time I got them 10 years ago.
But, that's okay. You're rolling in dough.
I'm excited about it. It's something that means a lot to me, and just, you know, kind of honoring my two good buddies that fell. And just a reminder that you don't want to go back there to that spot.
You're making me think that I want to go get a tattoo like that. You know that? Phil and I, two sober guys,
yep.
The two of us.
He's got I wish I could say that, but I can't.
Well, if you ever want to come to the winning team, we got a spot for you. Look at him now.
I'm a casual drinker.
That was the first question about your new ink, Philzy. Mm. Two, Yeah, Phil and I don't know anything about casual drinking. It's dive right in.
There's no happy medium there.
Zero to 100. That's it.
Well, good for you guys, though. And I mean that in all seriousness. Because that's got to be... I mean, and I'm being totally serious. I can't imagine that there's many things that would be more difficult. It's like somebody, let's say that they're, you know, obese, and they get on that treadmill every day, and everybody around them is eating pizza and hamburgers, and they would, like, do anything, but they put their head down, and they every day they're regimented, and they get up, and they get on that treadmill, and they watch their calories. Like, I just have so much respect and admiration for people that have addictions of whatever that may be, and they can battle through what I don't know I could, to be honest.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm sure you do too, Phil. And sure. I've had some people that struggle with their weight, friends of mine, say to me, "You're so lucky that your addiction was alcohol, because mine's food, and I'm so heavy." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm so lucky.
Yeah,
I've blown every relationship, screwed my career almost beyond return." So lucky.
Until now.
Until now.
You're back.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's got their thing. That's the thing, right? Like, yeah. Everybody's got something they got to battle in their life. Nobody's life's perfect. And that just happens to be our battle.
Our battle. Yeah. So glad to be teammates with you, Philzy, which you know.
Yes.
Which you know.
Of course.
So now my first question was the tattoo. My second question is, you're a Packers fan.
I am.
So they're not coming to Regina.
No.
How do you feel about that? And they're going to Winnipeg.
To be honest, looking at the ticket prices, I'd rather get in my car and drive to Green Bay or drive to Minnesota and see a real game, right? Like, so it doesn't hurt my feelings. I think it would have been great for the city to have an NFL preseason game. I mean, that's just a whole nother level and incredible. But when you look at the logistics of it and being the night before a Rider game and all that, I mean, I get it why it didn't work. Would it have been cool? Yes. But as a Packer fan, even though it's week three of the preseason, we probably would have saw Aaron Rodgers and whoever for a quarter, Devontae Adams and the guys you want to see. But for me, I mean, last year I went to Monday Night Football in Minneapolis and it was fantastic. I'd rather do that. Spend the extra, whatever it is, $500 if you're driving there and see a real game. So, I mean, that as a big fan, that's where I would put my dollars. Probably not in a preseason game. I mean, I say that, and if the game was here, maybe I would have bought them and gone. But, you know, it kind of sucks that it's not here, but it's not the end of the world, in my opinion. I'm okay with it.
I agree with every word you said. There's part of me that is disappointed, and, you know, I'm sure I'm not going to make the Riders happy with me when I say this, and I don't mean any disrespect, because I know there were challenges, right? Mm-hmm. There were scheduling conflicts, and they obviously felt like there just wasn't enough in it for them to dive in with both feet and really try to make this thing work. But, you know, when we were all pro Mosaic Stadium and, trying to get the stadium built, one of the selling features that kept coming up over and over and over again from the Riders was that this is going to be an opportunity to attract all kinds of different events. And so it's just a little bit disappointing that we could have had that game and now our competitor is going to get it when the Oakland Raiders wanted to do it in Regina. There has to be a way that they could have made this thing work if the team really wanted to get it done. In saying that, I don't think this is going to be like this huge event that everybody thinks. I really don't. I just don't. I mean, any game would have been better than nothing. I clearly would have went, and I would have coughed up the couple $100 to get a ticket for a preseason game, which I'm not a huge guy, preseason guy. Yeah. I'm with you. I'd rather spend the money. And I mean, I went to Minnesota last year with my son, and that was one of the greatest moments of our life. So I'm with you. But I think people that think that this is just going to be an automatic sellout in Winnipeg and people are going to be like they're going to put the tickets on sale at 10 o'clock and at 10:05, that stadium will be, I mean, come on, not a chance. Not a chance.
I've been following it fairly closely, and from what I saw on Twitter yesterday, the upper deck, upper bowl seats at IG Field sold out by 5 o'clock
yesterday.
They were
yesterday. Like $75 or something.
Yeah, or supper time.
Yeah.
Now, the lower ones, you know the sports doctor, Dave Patrician, who's going to be sitting in one of those chairs tomorrow morning, he bought four at $341 a pop.
Wow.
And I think they're, you know, it's business stuff. You know, a lot of times it's businesses that need to pay for these things, not per se the fans. But one thing. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, we went to Monday Night Football last year in Minneapolis and paid less than that for a Monday Night Football game.
My ticket was $90
bucks. Like, so that's your correlation, right? You're seeing for real, right? On Monday night, prime time, marquee matchup, I saw the Vikings and Saints, which ended up being the, you know, preview of the NFC Championship. And so that, to me, if I'm going to go and I'm going to pay $200 to sit in the lower bowl, U.S., or go to Winnipeg and pay $300 to sit lower bowl and see a preseason game, I mean, there's no comparison, in my opinion.
This is
but
like,
it would have been cool.
It would have been cool.
Well, sure. That's the point. This is like the live streaming argument. Depends what side of the fence you're on. Some are mad the Riders aren't live streaming the game. Some don't care, like me, because I'm going to be at the game. Same thing here. I'm... Like, people are saying it's too much money. Craig writing in from Regina. Prices are outrageous for a preseason game. It'll be dressed like a seat night in the Peg. Well, who knows? At least they have the opportunity to sell it.
That's my point.
For sure. You know, with the Blues here, when they had their training camp in the early 80s, we still talk about that. Yeah, at the time, my dad loaded up the station wagon and brought me and my two brothers and my mom in, and we watched the Blues and the Oilers in preseason back then. Gretzky and his Oilers, Brian Sutter and his Blues. We still remember it 38 years later, right? So here, people would have said, remember that Raiders game or when the Packers were here back in 2019? And also, I'm with you, Kelly, where that's why this stadium was built. That's what it was sold on, that we were going to get marquee events like this. And probably the thing that sunk me the most was I'm on the Monday Morning Quarterback website this morning, and down the side, it said, Packers Raiders to meet in preseason in Winnipeg on the SportsIllustrated.com website. And I'm like, it would have been nice to say Packers Raiders meet in preseason in Regina. You want to talk about putting a city on the map? This would do that. You know, and I don't
absolutely
know if, I don't know if the NFL's ever going to try coming back.
Well,
I don't know.
That's
kind of embarrassing.
And that's the frustrating part, is because that was the whole point of this stadium, was that we want to do everything we can do to bring as many different events to the city as we possibly can. And you get an opportunity to bring an NFL preseason game, and it's kind of dismissed as, well, it's a bit of a pain in the ass and a bit of an inconvenience. We got to worry about the field. We got, like, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? I could be wrong. Maybe the Saskatchewan Rough Riders did everything they could possibly do to make this thing happen, but I don't think they did. The only thing I will say, though, again, is that I was reading something the other day on Twitter where some idiot was saying, you know, that what a blown opportunity. This would have been twice as big as Garth Brooks. Pfft. Are you kidding? Like, let's be realistic here. People are going to be driving from all over Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, North Dakota, South Dakota,
right,
Montana.
It's not just here.
They're going to be coming from all over the place to come to watch Garth Brooks. And probably half of the people, and by the way, I believe there will be more than one sold out show. My understanding is there's probably going to be two or three that they've booked nights for.
They'll add them, yeah.
Right.
So. Aren't the Riders playing that weekend?
No, they're gone. That's why it had to be between like the 8th and the 23rd or whatever, because there's a 3-week or 2.5-week window there. This thing would, if we would have had this game, there's no way that there would be 10, 15, 20,000 people from outside of Regina pouring into the city to watch the Oakland Raiders and the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just keep it all in perspective. Yes, it's not a good thing. We should have had that game. It's disappointing that it wasn't. But this is not on the same level of economic failure that getting Garth Brooks for a couple of sold-out shows. I mean, not even close. So, like, let's not get too carried away here is all I'm saying.
Your co-worker, Philzy, from the Pats, Kellen writing in. You see that on Facebook?
Oh, Diz.
He says, outdoor NHL game has under 1,000 tickets left, according to Regina Exhibition Association Limit. Under 1,000 left.
That's incredible.
That is insane for the Jets and the Flames here on Friday.
See, that's something that I would get behind because it's a game that matters, right? That's what
regular season game.
That gets my heart going. Plus, I love hockey, obviously, but comparing a preseason, I don't care. It's the NFL, best league in the world, whatever. But if I can go see a game that matters compared to one that doesn't, I'm going to go to the one that matters.
What if Aaron Rodgers was to play in Regina just to see him?
Oh, he'll be playing. It's week three, isn't it?
Yeah, it's week
three. So it will be Aaron Rodgers.
It'll be a dress rehearsal.
It's going to be Antonio Brown. It's going to be Chucky. on the sidelines.
I'll pay the extra. I'll pay less for a ticket and pay to get to a city to watch him for real.
Okay, fair enough. Not but as Mrs. Rod Peterson show said yes. last night, she's like, well, you don't have to pay the money to travel to Green Bay. So think of the money you're saving by being able to watch him in your backyard if you want to look at it that way. Because there's going to be a lot of people going from Saskatchewan to Winnipeg to watch the game. There will be.
Yeah, but I would say, and you know I love Mrs. Sports Cage, but the event, the atmosphere, the euphoria that surrounds an NFL game when you go to a city where the whole stadium is purple or the whole stadium is red or blue, or, and it's just it's night and day. Like, this is going to be one of those games where 85% of the people that are there don't even have a favorite team. They're just going, like, the same reason I would go, just because it's a great event. But it's not going to be that bring them out, bring them, like that just crazy energy that
how do we
get.
Know? Yeah.
No, it won't be.
That's
trust me.
Part of the reason the Raiders wanted to have the game here was to grow their fan base out here. That's smart, right?
It's an attraction.
I guess probably why I was an Oilers fan through the 80s until August 9th, 1988, when they traded Wayne, was watching him play in Regina in the Agrodome with that. Sure, he came in as the visitor playing the St. Louis Blues, but that's when your branding starts as a little kid with sports teams, and the Raiders wanted to do that. By the way, Clark telling me we got to take a break here. A couple of notes. We want to thank our coffee provider, Ambassador Coffee, here on the Rod Peterson Show. The set design furnished by Source Office Furniture in Regina. Thank you for that. Our Twitter poll is up. It's live. What are you more jacked about, the Stanley Cup Final or the NBA Finals? So far, it's a runaway. NBA Finals is what our viewers at the Rod Peterson Show are more jacked up about, with the Raptors up 2-1. Now, Kelly, you said you were going to light the world on fire or knock the walls down today. What did you say? Talking about Raptors? We're going to do that next?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't remember saying that, but let's do it. Whatever I said, let's do it.
That's right. And, of course, it's the Riders and the Bombers tonight at Mosaic
Stadium.
Tear
the house down.
Tear the house down. Yeah, right. Yeah, so let's do that after this timeout and a sports update coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
We've had three major market corrections in the last year. We're looking at recessionary times ahead, not sure when. Very difficult to predict the markets right now, just with geopolitical issues down in the States and in China. And you got the two largest economies fighting and throwing tariffs at each other. So it's a really scary time in the markets.
Brian Baker, managing partner and investment fund advisor with 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc.
The markets go up and they go down. You're generally, over the course of the last 100 years, can expect four good years and one crappy year. The problem is how do you time it? It's almost impossible to time. And the last thing you want is a crappy year right before you take out your pension. The strategy is designed for people who are retiring. However, we also put it in place for people who are 3 and 4 years from retirement.
Your investments matter. Talk to Brian or Jody today, your retirement income specialist at 2020 Wealth Management, Investia Financial Services, Inc. Visit yourinvestmentsmatter.ca.
Mutual fund products are provided through Investia Financial Services, Inc., and insurance products are provided through Custom Plan Financial.
We'll be right back.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues. Facebook Live at rodpeterson.com. Just ahead of this sports update. Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel in studio, and Phil the Thrill Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats. Kelly, you really like that Rod Peterson cartoon.
I do. It looks just like you.
Can we, like, if we come on the show, can we get our own? Like,
you are getting a cartoon. Yeah, you all are. If you're a regular. Rempel is, DuPont is, Abu Meshrick is, Marshall Hamilton. It's Josh on the floor downstairs here of the Rod Peterson Show world headquarters.
I love the coffee with the steam coming off the coffee.
It's a morning show.
Yeah.
And have you ever had your makeup done by somebody else today, period? Because you did today. It's on my Instagram story, Rod Peterson Official.
Well, sometimes on Valentine's Day, Rod.
But let's not talk about that.
That's right.
You get powdered. Yeah. Sports update. The Raptors have regained home court advantage in the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard had a team-high 30 points last night as Toronto beat Golden State 123-109 in Game 3 at Oracle Arena. The Warriors host Game 4 Friday, with the Raptors hosting Game 5 and the decisive Game 7 if needed. Now, this story says the Bruins could be without their captain for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Zdeno Chara did not go to the arena at all yesterday. However, he did participate in the morning skate this morning at TD Garden, and it's Game 5 tonight, Stanley Cup Final all tied up 2-2. I got the Blues to win in 6. Former Jays lefty Jay Happ is scheduled to start as the Yankees try and pick up a win in their final meeting with the Blue Jays at Rogers Center today. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. hit a 3-run shot last night in an 11-7 win to take the first 2 of the 3 games in the set. We got a gift, by the way. I want to thank Claire at Game Day Marketing. You got to see this, folks. If you can see. Rod, loving the new show. Thought this would be perfect for your new studio. I was so excited when you broke the news of John Ryan, and know you're happy to see him in green and white. All the best. Claire Seal from Game Day Marketing. This guy has some unbelievable stuff.
That's
John
awesome.
Ryan, Seahawks, Rams. Claire, thank you. Game Day Marketing. Paul, can we rack it? You want to come get it? Does everybody want to see the infamous Paul?
Did she paint that or what?
I don't know.
It looks like it's painted.
Claire's a guy.
Claire's a guy. Thank you.
Sorry, Claire.
I'll get a nail and a hammer right away. Kelly?
That's Paul, our godfather here. Thank you, Paul, for putting us on the air.
My apologies, Claire.
Raptors. Raptors.
Raptors.
As Jack Armstrong says.
Yeah. Get that
what do you think?
Out of here.
What do I think? Yeah. There's a guy who's passionate.
Jack Armstrong?
He's had to win.
About the Raptors?
Yeah.
Like last night, how shorthanded Golden State were, you had to win. And they had to do it like they did, dominate.
Kick their butt.
And every time Golden State got to within 7-8 points, they made shots and they kept going and they kept. That was an incredible win, but they had to win it. Because if you lost that game, there's no way they're winning.
No, you're absolutely right.
Because Clay's coming back for Game 4. You know he is. And KD's going to be back in the series.
Big thing being made that Kyle Lowry was pushed last night. It's being reported, Derek writing us on Facebook, that Mark Stevens, not the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, Mark Stevens, part owner of the Golden State Warriors, is the one who pushed Kyle Lowry last night. Lowry complained to the officials, as you saw.
For like 10 minutes.
Right. What do you think's going to happen when you've got the fans right on the court like that? I mean, was the owner out of line? If it was, of course. But it's the finals. What do you guys think about that?
I didn't understand what he was talking about. Like, my wife and I were sitting there like, why is he getting so mad? It's like, he's like, I got pushed. And I thought, well, did he get pushed when he was going to try and save the ball? And he dove. And then they're like, no, somebody pushed him in the stands. They showed the replay. Like, it wasn't incredibly egregious. No. It almost looked, you could almost make an argument like he was just like, get off me, almost. Like, not, I don't know. Like,
he shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it.
But
no.
I mean,
but I'm not gonna lose my
Kyle,
about it.
Kyle, refocus here and go back and just go play. You know, like, you say it once or twice, you know, to get somebody's attention, but like, they come back from the break and he's still on about this thing. The one thing I've noticed about basketball is, unlike probably more than any other sport, I just can't believe how after every single foul, these guys just bitch and complain.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like, I've never seen anything like it. I thought hockey, you know, could be bad. But man, oh man, these guys, it just goes on and on. It's like, wow, just go back and play, you know?
And hockey might be as bad, but there's not as many stoppages where you're getting that in-tight look where a guy's standing beside the referee.
But after an offside, you don't usually see the player tear the ass off of the referee every single time there's an icing.
No.
Like, come on. But
I mean, coach behind the bench is probably, if the ref's having a tough game, is on him the entire game. But you don't know because the cameras are not on the coach the entire game. Whereas the NBA, you get the ball goes out of bounds, and where's the tight shot on the ref standing right beside the coach or beside Kyle Lowry? And it seems like that's all they do is bitch.
But I agree with what you said earlier, 100%. If you can't win that one, you're not going to win another game because, you know, when you have the... And here's the thing about basketball, too. I mean, even in hockey, yes, there's only five skaters on the ice at the same time. But in a 60-minute game, a guy that plays a lot is probably going to play 20 to 25 minutes. But in basketball, where there's five on the court, and in only a 48-minute game, your best player can play
40 minutes,
35 to 40 minutes. Yep. So you take two all-stars, right, away from, I mean...
Oh, they're in tough.
It's like fighting with an arm tied behind your back.
For sure.
The only thing I will say about this, though, and I'm a little bit reluctant to jump on board with all these fans, or maybe they're not fans, maybe that's why they're saying it, they're Golden State fans. Well, the Raptors would have no chance if Golden State had a full roster. Well, how do you know? They played twice during the regular season. Both teams were banged up, and the Raptors won both games. So you don't know that. Maybe the Raptors would play better if they knew that they were full, you know, had a full roster. Sometimes you don't bring your best because you know that you've got the lead for the whole game.
And last time I checked, the Raptors beat three really good teams to get there and had more wins than Golden State in the regular season. So whatever.
We need to pause. Quiet on the set, please. They're getting loud in the sponsors lounge over there. For those that are new viewers, this is what's new about the Rod Peterson Show. It's called Pay to Play. You sponsor this program, you can pay to sit live, but you got to keep it down over there. Okay? Like, it's not a movie you're watching. We're live over here. So, and you pay to be abused by me.
A sponsor loves it when the host just rips into them.
Well, seriously, what do they think? Take it outside. There are other things. Oh, if you still want to sponsor the show, contact Cliffy Mapes, Mapesy. What are you guys laughing at?
Bigger.
Ernie Waldner.
Ernie's got a wife?
You got to get him to Skype in and do his Donald Trump.
His Donald Trump impression?
Oh, unbelievable. Okay.
The sponsors aren't mad, by the way.
It is the best.
Sponsors aren't mad. Just teasing. Sorry to interrupt, but I don't know, Kelly. It's interesting what you say about this is rivaling the Blue Jays in the early 90s out here. I don't know. Let's wait until they win first and see. If we believe that they'll win, they're in the driver's seat right now.
I think it's comparable to the Blue Jays' last runs when they went to two conference ALCS championship series. Like, that's the same thing. Everybody watched it. I mean, they had ratings like never before.
How old
Sports
were you in 92, 93?
I was 4 and then 5. So
I'm going to tell you, that was even more incredible than the one that you, like, remember that, Rod? The early 90s
but
one?
Now,
it
was awesome. But you could compare this Raptor fever to what
for
the
sure
Blue
you
Jays
can.
Did 2 years
Absolutely.
Ago. Similar, right?
100%.
Everybody was engaged and everybody watched. It's transcended sports fans. It's not just baseball fans watching. It's not just basketball fans watching the Raptors right now. It's this country. They've adopted this team and they're excited about
That's
it.
That's the charm of it, right?
Well, I mean, it's Canada's team.
I can't be the only one that, you know, works in an office or goes out and talks to people, and people that normally would never even watch basketball have very little interest. Might have watched a half of basketball in the last 10 years, and they're watching every game and they're following it like it's been their favorite sport and their favorite team their whole life.
Well, they continue to watch, though, is my question. Will they continue? Are they just swept up in the euphoria? And it doesn't really matter. We'll find out. Dave Spatafora writing us on Facebook. Is this a new sales strategy, Rod? As a matter of fact, here it is. Cliffy Mapes, who you guys know well.
Oh, yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I've said this. Cliff is one of the top sports marketing people in Western Canada, if not all of Canada. He was winning all those marketing awards with the Pats when the team was terrible. If he could bring in all that money marketing-wise with that, what was on the ice, this guy knows what he's doing.
Good human being, too.
He's a phenomenal human being. And Cliffy's watching from his palatial estate in Saskatoon this morning, I'm sure. So,
would you yell at him if he was here?
Darn right you would.
Yeah,
probably. I guess if he was talking on the set, yeah. Me.
I want to tell you an interesting story. So when they came to me, IKS Media and DuPont Media, about this concept of this show, I'm like, I don't know if it'll work. So they said, no, we got a presentation. Come on in. We're going to give it to you. Cliffy led the presentation. There's Paul, the owner, sitting there. He's looking at me like, get the story right. Cliffy sold me on me. And part of it is the sales strategy. Cliff's like, I've wanted to do this with the teams that I've worked with for years, where a sponsor can be part of the program, i.e. the video that he showed me was news conferences for a team where the sponsor sitting at the podium beside the player or the GM or whatever, or sit in a live studio audience, or attend games with me, Rider games, Pats games, Warrior games, Rush games, whatever. Why not? I don't mind whoring myself out to sponsors. I've been whoring it out for another pimp for 25 years. Now I'm the whore and the pimp. That's where the money is.
And you get to keep some of it.
I get to keep a portion of it. Before I got none. Is that fair?
No, it's more than fair. How do you feel about it?
Like, do you feel violent?
You're an entrepreneur.
No. I'm sleeping great.
Almost like you're a junior entrepreneur with this project, whereas before, you were basically just
part of a number.
That's right.
You're high priced now, too.
I'm a high priced.
Yeah. Like, there's
call
girl. You're not walking down the street taking anything.
You gotta have me. Yeah, I'm not in the phone book.
No.
No, you've raised the
stop.
Bar.
I'm gonna say something I
you've raised
say
the
here.
Bar, and you know what? The greatest thing is now young entrepreneurs could listen to them. Somebody with dignity, respect, call themselves a whore, right. And feel better about themselves.
It's all metaphors, of course, but. Check the Facebook feed.
What metaphor? I thought we were being serious.
Xander, man, I keep liking that show more and more every day. By the way, great guests all day, every day. Keep it up, Roddy. From Brooke in BC, that was pure gold. From Craig Monroe, hashtag Rod's Rant. From Kyle Halverson, the best. From Pam, watching out in Fort Capel. Too funny. So
I could see, you know how you have those little two-minute YouTube clips? On YouTube, you'll bring up YouTube, and then it'll say Rod's rant on calling himself a whore.
What? Has it been posted yet, Clark? It was a beauty, Clark.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Okay. From Andrew, I'm dying. Hashtag Rod's a pimp.
When you're trying to get that money
pimping
for the rent.
Easy. Yeah, no. Exactly.
Are you a female high school dropout between the age of 16 and 25? Are you tired of doors being slammed in your face when you apply for a job?
Whoa.
Are you tired of laying in bed all day with nothing to do? You never
Why am
need...
I snorting?
How did we get here? I don't remember.
The guy asked. It was Cliff's idea.
Cliff Spalt.
Hashtag blame yes. Cliff. Head to Rod Peterson.
I honestly can't remember how we did that.
Head to rodpeterson.com to see the podcast, Rod's blog, right. And other exclusive content. On the road... Listen to the live audio stream at rodpeterson.com. Are you guys ready for commercial back there? Because I know I am. I got to catch my breath.
Your cheekbones are hurting.
If you want to sponsor this show.
Oh, God, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Check the... What's the poll?
Yes, Shay, you're
the poll.
Right.
Are we off the rails hashtag. Today? Hashtag blame Cliff. Craig Monroe, Kelly's on fire. Keep it going. From Kyle, I can't breathe.
Right now, somewhere there's a CEO of one of the corporate, the major, like SAS Power or something, going, how do we get in on this? Bring all the market. I want to, we're having a meeting in 10 minutes. We got to allocate 10 or 15 grand to this show.
Or Mark Zuckerberg sitting at the Facebook offices saying, get him off the air.
Exactly. Everybody in their works, like, turn it down. We're going to get fired.
Oh, from Todd on Facebook, Rod, the middle-aged white boy. Be straight, pimpin', yo. It's day four.
This is outstanding.
Somebody call a tow truck. We got to get out of the ditch after this timeout.
On Who Facebook needs Live rails?
And rodpeterson.com.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com. Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms.